Hello, this is Prayercast with Shinola Iwaju. Welcome to my podcast. I know if you know me, you already know that I'm someone who is deeply spiritual and really about things of God. I know those who know me might be wondering why a podcast on prayer, why is that necessary? I'm going to give you like 6 or 7 reasons why I decided to start this podcast. Number one, my mom, you know, because she's a prayer warrior. She influenced me to love praying. I can't remember any time, you know, in my childhood that she did not pray for us, pray for people. You know, she prayed all night, wake up in the night, come to our room, pray for us, go back to our room, continue praying. Sometimes I used to wonder if she even slept at all while we're growing up. So she has been a very great influence in my life in regards to being a Christian and praying. Because I grew up in a Muslim family. My dad is a Muslim. So the just her passion for God, for Christ, is what really inspired us, her children, to actually fall in love with, you know, God the way she did. So praying is actually one of the ways that I get things off my mind. I feel better. Is one of the ways that I, you know, I have my sanity back when things are going, you know, haywire. You know, it's just where I can go to, you know, and just feel at peace. So my mom was, you know, the major reason why I'm actually a prayer person and why I decided to start this. Then number two, all through my secondary school, university days, when I was you know, a Christian, but I was living the life, so to speak. I'd never stop praying. I could go to club, you know, last night and come back and pray, or when I'm about to leave and travel for parties in another state or something, I would pray before I go. I would make sure I prayed. I mean, I was a religious Christian, and you know, so it's always been a part of me. I prayed all through. I remember when I was in University of Ilorin, and my dad intentionally put me with my stepsister, who was a Muslim, so that I could, you know, grow my Islam, you know, grow in Islam, and he thought I was Muslim then. So he would put me in the room with them, and my sister now put me in a room with all Muslim girls, including her daughter, and they would wake up everyone up in the morning to have the ablution and, you know, go and pray the Muslim prayer and all that. And I would go on the praying mat with them, and in my mind I would be reciting Psalms and praying in Jesus' name. So it's just been something that I did. Prayer has just been something that's been, you know, I never stopped praying. Even when I didn't live the life of a holy life, I never stopped praying, because I feel like communicating with your creator, having a connection with your creator, is like the most important thing anyone could ever, you know, have. That's the second reason why I decided to start a prayer podcast. Then number three, why I decided to start this podcast. I've always wanted to help propagate the gospel, but I'm a little shy. Well, a lot shy. I think I have outgrown my shyness, but I'm still a little bit shy now. And I'm not a public speaker whatsoever. So when I started my business, I started sharing Bible verses on my business page. I have shared more Bible verses than even the business that I'm doing on that page. So some people will come to me and tell me that it's not good to just share content that is not consistent with what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, thank you, I know. You know, because I believe deeply that whatever business I'm doing, the purpose for that business is to share the gospel. I don't know why. I just believe that anything I'm doing, if it does not involve sharing of the gospel, it's in vain. You know, like, the purpose that we are on earth is to share the gospel. I don't know. I mean, that's just my belief. So it's more important to me to share the gospel on that page than to even sell my product. So I've shared, it's easier for me to share the gospel on social media because I'm a shy person than to walk on stage and, you know, preach or something. So I joined a church campus fellowship when I was in the university, and I was a cell leader, but I was so shy that after like a year, I think I stopped and went back to just being a regular member, and because I'm terribly shy. So I mean, podcast was just the natural next step for me, you know, to share the word of God and to help people, you know, pray and connect with God. I know that there are a lot of people like me who just want a place where they can just go and just pray and have a community of people that pray with them and pray for them, you know. So I think that's why I started that's another reason why I started this prayer podcast, because it was a challenge for me to speak to the public. So this is a way to be able to share the gospel without having to actually face the public. Number four reason why I decided to start the prayer podcast is that I had a terrible experience in 2014. It looked like God didn't answer my prayers, but I ran closer to Him instead of running away from Him. You know, normally when you're young, whenever you sinned, when I was still in the religious, you know, stage in my life where I just believed, you know, I'm a Christian, I have to pray, that's what the Bible says. When I had not really given my life to Christ, I was still in the religious, you know, aspect of stage of being a Christian. Whenever I sinned, maybe for like a week or 2 weeks, I will not talk to God, I will not pray, I will feel ashamed or feel shy or whatever. You know, the sin will just make you not even want to pray. So that was when I wasn't really, you know, but now something happened to me. In 2014, I had a terrible experience, and instead of running away from God and or just abandoning God and be like, oh, this thing is not real, Jerry, I actually got closer to God. In fact, I became so scared of not being, you know, close to God, even though I had every reason to run away from God. So I didn't understand this till I had my first daughter. You know, anytime she would do something, Lua Daras, anytime she would do something and I would scold her or I would actually spank her, instead of her running away from me, she runs further closer to me. In fact, that's when she now holds me tight, and I used to get irritated and frustrated by that. I'm like, I'm beating you. Number one, leave my hand, let me beat you. Don't hug me so much that I can't even move my hand. You know, it really used to hurt me. Now, why are you hugging me? You know what you did was wrong. I just understood. I mean, God just helped me to understand that. That's how He wants us to be. When things happen and we think, that's why He said the kingdom of God belongs to children. Those are the people. I mean, if you're not like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's what He meant. He just opened my eyes and said, that's what He meant. You're not supposed to run away from God. You're supposed to run towards God. So, I just understood that I had come to a place where I have a relationship with God that is real, is genuine. It's not something that anyone can now come and, before you know, you'll be feeling like, if some people, they will ask you, if you die today, you go to heaven or you go to hell? Are you sure you're going to heaven? You know, but if you have that relationship with God where you know that you are not perfect, but in His eyes, you are perfect because He perfectly loves you. You do, as in, you know that He's waiting for you to come home when you have finished everything you are sent you on earth to do. So you're not scared, you're just full of love. Yeah? So that's one of the reasons why I started it. The fact that I have come to a place where I am now perfectly, I feel perfect love from God, and my love for Him is perfect. It's without fear. I'm not scared if He's going to punish me or He's going to, you know, I am totally confident in His love for me, you know. So that's another reason. Then number five, my husband is constantly That's, in fact, this is one of the very strong reasons. My husband is constantly asking me to pray for the family. Constantly. It used to annoy me, like, you are the head, pray for the family. You will now tell me, as the head, I'm assigning you to pray. If I'm really the head, you will listen to me and do what I say. So I've been praying for the family for a while now, and I realized that God was actually training me to be able to pray, you know, because I decided to listen to his word that says, you know, respect your husband. You know, I respected his opinion. I continually prayed for the family, and I realized that I got better at praying selfless prayers. I got better at praying for people other than myself. You know, I became less focused on my own self, because when you're praying for the whole family and everyone is listening, obviously you wouldn't want to be praying for your own self alone. Of course you want to gather people and pray for, you know, it just sounds somehow if you're praying selfish prayer. So I just realized that all my life I've been praying for myself. So actually praying, leading the prayer in my home for a while actually helped to train me in praying, and to the point where I feel like I pray sincere, selfless prayers. And that's where power is, when your prayer is actually coming from a pure place, a place that is full of love, full of selflessness, full of sincerity and honesty, where you're just pouring out your soul and you're just, you know, focused on others. So yeah, that was another reason why I wanted to start this. And well, number six is actually a major key. It's because I want to pray more. When you have two kids and you have a side hustle and you have a 9-to-5 and you have a husband, yes, that's a whole different ministry. The time goes by. You don't know. You don't have time to do anything, basically. You wake up from morning to night, you are just from one thing to the other. And there is no time to do anything else. So obviously your prayer life will suffer. So it's really because I wanted to pray more. And I think to encourage other people to pray more also. You know, I feel like if we're in a community and we're praying, you know, we inspire each other, you know, iron sharpened iron. If I'm the only one praying, I might get carried away with my business, with children, with husband, with work, you know, that I might not have time. But when I know that people, we are a community and people are waiting and people are, you know, looking, you know, for podcasts and all that, it will encourage me to actually take it more seriously. I've been saying I'll finish reading the Bible since I was like maybe 16. Till today, I have not finished reading the Bible. I will start from Genesis. When I get to Numbers or Leviticus, those area, I'll get tired. That's then maybe I can now start, or maybe I'll read other, you know, books. You know, I've read different books at different times, but I've never read like back to back the Bible. You know, and New Testament too. I'll read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Luke. When I get to Acts, starts getting dwindling. And funny thing is that I read those other books, I read them individually on other times, but when I start reading it, like, okay, this month I want to read the whole of New Testament, I will just get to like Acts of Apostles, so I'll just get stuck. So I feel like it's because there is no one gingering me together to do that, you understand? So that's one of the reasons why I started this prayer cast. And number seven, I found myself praying for other people anyway. You know, I feel like people say, pray for me. You know, I get people, I don't know why people see me as that. And I believe God opens people's eyes to see the gifts that you might not even know that you have. So when people ask me to pray for them and God answers the prayers, I'm like, okay, maybe there's something here. Maybe God is trying to tell me something. So I've been praying for a lot of people. My sister, when she had a gas accident, she was in Abuja then and I traveled from Lagos to go and see her in Abuja. And when I got to the room, I just opened the Bible and I just read. In fact, before I went, that's the story I'm supposed to give. Before I went, I immediately heard and got the phone call. I went straight. I just went to tell my husband. I started crying. And I just left him because he didn't know what to say. So I just left him. I just entered the room and I started praying. And the prayer was coming from a place of pain, a place of, you know, anger, a place of like, how dare Satan try to touch my sister and all of that. And I prayed and I was convinced that God heard that prayer. Then when I now traveled to see her for the first time, I hadn't seen her. I'd seen her picture since the accident. And I saw her on the hospital bed. It was so crazy. It was so heartbreaking. But I still opened the Bible and I read a verse on her. And, you know, I left. I didn't spend more than 2 hours or 3 hours with her in the hospital because I had to come back home. I had a baby waiting for me in Lagos. So, my sister said one day she felt like she was passing on, she was passing away, and she dreamt that she saw me praying for her, and I'm like, oh yeah, I actually prayed for you. She said she saw me praying for her. So that experience just made me know that if we are sincere in praying, God will answer our prayers, no matter who we are. You know, this is not about I know how to pray, but just about, you know, sharing how we pray, sharing what manner of prayers we pray, sharing the words that we have, because there are a lot of things that have worked for me that I can share for you, and I'm sure that people will also share what has worked for them with me too, and we can learn and, you know, have better lives. And that's the reason why I started this podcast. It's a little bit above 15 minutes. I want the podcast to be as short as possible so that you know, it can be like a small part of our time in a day, but it can be like the booster. My husband calls it things like power nap, you know, when you have power nap. So this is like power prayer, you know. It's a small time that leads to a more productive, you know, day. So that's my dream for this podcast. I hope you subscribe to my podcast. I hope you listen to it every week. We're going to have a program for the podcast. Every Mondays is going to be past sessions where we will all just be speaking in tongues and praying in the Holy Spirit. You know, we get that's, you know, Mondays is sets the tone for the whole week. So we need to come together to pray and get power on Monday so that the week we have power to overcome everything, power to do everything, power to open doors, power to destroy, power to build up, and all of that. On Tuesday, we'll have prayer sessions, you know, where we'll just be praying for ourselves, our families, businesses, the country, whatever we want to pray about. Wednesdays will be worship sessions because I believe in worshiping. I mean, if you pray and you don't worship God, you're just disturbing yourself. You need to worship God. God eats, he inhibits the praise of his children. He eats, that's what he eats. So we need to praise God. We need to worship God. So Wednesdays will be our worship sessions. Thursdays will be I like to call it story time, you know, share experiences, answered prayers, testimony times, and things like that. That's for Thursdays. And the Fridays will be declare the word sessions, where we'll just be declaring the word for 15 minutes. We'll be declaring the word of God. I'll give you like 7 or 10 words or whatever, and we'll just be declaring concerning our lives, concerning our future, our children, our families, our country, you know, our community. We'll just be declaring it. That's for Friday. And Saturday will be a communion session, you know, communion session and counsel Saturday. Yeah. For people who need advice on certain issues, you know, you can share it through my email and I'll respond. And if other people have anything to say, they can also join in and respond. And Sunday is going to be our resting day. you know what, God worked for 7 days, for 6 days, and he rested 7 days. So we sent Sundays, we'll be receiving prayer requests through our emails, and the council will be on Saturday. So that's going to be that for now. This is now 20 minutes, but I promise the next podcast will be 15 minutes. We'll keep to time. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. My name is Shio, and God bless you. Hello, everyone. Hi, Shio Olariwaju again with Prayer Podcast with Shio. We just finished our live IG video, our IG live prayer session, and I hope you were able to join us. For those who weren't able to join us, it's still live for at least 24 hours before Instagram will take it away. We hope you were able to join, and if you aren't able to join, you know, you can still take advantage of it before it disappears within 24 hours. And if you also have prayer points or prayer requests, you can send it to me at theshimolariwaju@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to pray for you in my private times. So thank you so much for your support. Let's keep praying. Let's not forget to pray. I'll be giving you some apps that I use to pray tomorrow that helps my prayer life. So thank you so much, everyone. Bye.